And welcome to The Extra, the show connecting you to the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And today, our topic is Black History Month. And Black History Month has a long history in the United States. It often is picked for the month of February. It always is picked for the month of February because Frederick Douglass was born on February 20th. Also, Abraham Lincoln on February 12th, who is certainly fought for civil rights during the Civil War. But joining us right now to talk more about Black History Month and how you can take part in some of the experiences that enrich all of our lives by marking this month, we are joined by folks from the Fine Arts Center and the performing arts part of the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center. And you can experience the arts in all dimensions at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College with Black History Month programming. There's a blockbuster exhibition of Chicano art from the collection of Cheech Marin, creative classes, and much more. Joining me this morning with more on how we can all mark this through programming and also some previews of what's ahead at the FAC, I'm joined today by Idris Goodwin, director of the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College, as well as Nathan Halverson, associate director of performing arts at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center. Nathan and Idris, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Shannon. Thank you.
And let's start with you, Idris. This is going to be delving into a lot of what people may not know about the FAC, the Fine Arts Center. Now, we know that the FAC has put out a lot of programming through February in celebration of Black History Month. Why don't you detail some of that for us?
Sure, I would love to. And thanks for having us on this morning. We're really excited, and we really see this not just as this contained month-long focus, but rather a kickoff and an acknowledgement of commitment to represent all the different cultures and visions and artistic legacies that represent, you know, our own city. This is a very diverse city, and we want to make sure that everyone sees themselves inside our walls. And so we're going to acknowledge all the different heritage months throughout the year. So, but for this month, we've got a lot going on. We just had a reunion reading of a very popular production that the theater did years ago called Intimate Apparel by the award-winning, much-beloved Lynn Nottage. That group of actors came back together to perform that script virtually. We talked to the Cleo Parker Dance Robinson Company out of Denver, who's celebrating their 50th year in existence. Also on FAC Connect, which is our virtual channel, we're showing their dance piece Movement. That's available. We have acquired art from one of our very own art stars, Mr. Floyd Tunson, who lives in Manitou. We acquired some of his art, and so we're doing for all students from any school. We're doing sort of private showings of some of his work and conversations about who he is. We've got poetry readings. We've got in our Bemis Art School a series called Artivism with Lisa Villanueva. I wrote a Black History Month rap anthem for Nickelodeon that you can find on our website. So we're just trying to provide a lot of options in terms of virtual content, in-person content, educational content. It's all there on our site, fac.coloradocollege.edu.
Well, and I think you answered the question, but is the Fine Arts Center open right now? I mean, has pandemic caused differences?
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, you know, the pandemic was a blow to the the performing arts, the visual arts, you know, the arts across the nation really took a hit. And so we had to shut down for a minute. We had to take some steps back and kind of figure out our next move. But we started welcoming small groups of visitors back in November. And so if folks go to the site, you can reserve time. We're open 3 days a week right now, but as COVID rates drop and more vaccines gets in the arms, we're expecting to expand those. But for right now, go to our website and you select a specific time slot, and then you show up as you normally would, except, you know, with a mask. But one of the beautiful things is that our building is so large, and there's enough space in there. We've got, you know, walkways and pathways marked across the floor. We've got, you know, sanitizers, so it's safe. Yes, and we would love folks to come by and see what we have going on. We've got two very exciting new exhibition, Papel Chicano Dos, which is from the Chitimiran collection, and then the work of indigenous artist Ana Sucalares, To Bind or To Burn. Those recently opened. And of course, there's pieces from our permanent collection. Nancy Lovendahl show is going on. So lots of options, lots of ways to engage with us.
Well, we're going to be asking a little bit more about that Chitimiran collection exhibition. But let me ask you this. Why do you think we have been shut down or operating in limited ways? A lot of folks limiting their exposure outdoors, limiting their excursions outdoors. But why do you think it's important to really continue to inject some dose of the arts, if not big doses of the arts, but depending on, you know, your level of immersion, some dose of the arts in our lives at this particular juncture?
Oh, wow. Well, listen, obviously our physical health has been a major concern, right? That's why we wear the mask. That's why we socially distance. That's why we limit in-person engagements. But we have to also be aware of the toll on our mental health, right? We've all been very disrupted in our lifestyles and what we do and our abilities to gather and be together. And that takes a toll on our mental health as well as our spiritual health. And so, you know, we need the arts to help us, to help elevate us, to keep us connected to humanity and really for us to reflect. So I think it's important to engage with art as a patron, as a viewer, as a listener, but also, you know, we're committed to, through our Bemis Art School, providing opportunities for people to express themselves and learn their own, you know, find their own artistic voice. And so, yeah, that to me is just as essential, you know, as maintaining our physical health.
Right. You get your dose of water, you get your dose of air, you breathe in, you do some exercise, and you get a dose of the arts, get a dose of some sort of
mind, body, spirit.
I love it.
The spirit too.
And so, Idris, we were talking about that Chitimiran exhibition. Tell us about that, because even though, you know, obviously he's a Hispanic star and collects, it sounds like, Chicano art, why is it important to bring in that multicultural experience to our lives?
Well, he says it beautifully in this wonderful interview that just came out on Rocky Mountain PBS. Shout out Kate Perdoni, who produced that. He says Chicano art is American art. And I think, you know, what all of this is about and what we're committed to is really showing the true face of America. The true face of America, you know, is diverse. It's multicultural. It is just that. And so the Chicano movement is an American, you know, movement. That is a culture that is from here, that is rooted here. And so of course we show that work, you know, that's because it's through looking at the work across the spectrum of American experience that we understand who we actually are as a nation. And I think in this juncture, you know, part of the conversation that we continue to have is about, you know, what does it mean to be an American? Who is America for, right? And I think we've all been tragically misinformed and mistaught about, you know, the story of who we are. And I think the arts can be a great tool in expanding that story because we all ultimately benefit. So, you know, while this is a very particular, you know, Heritage Month, it's like we can, you know, inclusion, this word inclusion is about making space. It's not about taking things away or that we can only have one conversation at a time. It's like, you know, this is an opportunity for us to find our similarities, but also to celebrate our differences and let those differences enrich us and move us a little step closer to one another.
Very well said, Idris Goodwin. We need to take a short break. Before we go to break, where can listeners go for more information?
FAC.coloradocollege.edu. FAC.coloradocollege.edu. Or just put Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center in the search engine and they'll do the rest.
All right. We're going to be talking more with Idris coming up about digital work. What's been happening with digital art? You'll want to keep on listening. The Extra continues after these messages.
Left to the right, top to the floor. When I say black history, say it's yours. Black history, it's yours. Black history, yes, it's yours. And we say it loud and proud again. There's no America without the African.
fighting to get it equal. Black history, the story of the...
Ah, does that sound familiar to you, Idris Goodwin? That is his creation.
It's always been my dream to hear my raps on the radio, and you just... gave me that.
I just made your dream come true. I love it. Idris Goodwin is the director of the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College. And as a creator, he created a Nickelodeon rap, which is airing, I assume, on the Nickelodeon channel. And we'll make sure that we get that link up there. So if our listeners on the podcast want to see it, because it is a visual rap, too, you can you can click on the link and watch it on YouTube. It certainly is something, you know, to bring to the younger generation this idea that Black History Month is something to be explored, to be shared. And the younger generation, you know, they're going to be the ones commanding this digital arts space. Wouldn't you agree, Idris? What kind of digital work have you been doing in that area, in that niche, that genre?
Well, you know, when the pandemic hit, and let me just back up even further, you know, for increasingly over the years, there's been a growing cohort of artists that are working in virtual reality, that are working in the digital space, that are, you know, moving away from the idea of graphic design purely as something to sell products, but actually doing applying the same kind of fine arts aesthetics and practices to, you know, digital platforms. You know, I think there's always been a big chasm between the museum, gallery, the sort of analog art world, the quote-unquote fine art world, and this growing digital world. And I think with this pandemic, you know, it was an opportunity to sort of close that chasm a little bit, and for those of us on the more traditional side to catch up a bit and learn and see where there are opportunities for us to, you know, keep our core intact, but also expand. You know, again, I'm all about expansion. I'm all about growth. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, this is about art. This is about our mission. And this is a moment where most people can't really gather in public. And so, you know, it was illogical for us to create a digital wing of our facility for performing arts, visual arts, and arts education. Not at all claiming to be experts in this. Really, it's a conversation. We're trying to learn and trying to grow and just, you know, ultimately stay engaged with our communities. And so we've done everything from, you know, we commission groups of artists across the region to collaborate and create new, brand new works as part of our 3x3 series. I was doing an interview series with artists from the region called Check-In, which is really just about how has this pandemic affected your arts practice. We've had, you know, virtual performance pieces from our youth rep and our theater company. We've done readings, digital stage readings. We've done studio visits with artists. So, you know, virtual classes, interviews. So we've amassed a nice little catalog. We might be becoming like the Netflix of Colorado Springs here in a minute.
That's great. And so as you've done all of this to adapt to the times, what do you say is in the future as you prepare for the future? How will things go?
Well, you know, we are lucky enough to be part of, you know, there was an alliance that occurred, started in 2016 and was just finalized this past summer, right at the same time as the pandemic, which is talk about bad timing. But, you know, the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center's sort of next century is going to be, you know, as part of Colorado College. And that relationship has opened up a lot of new possibilities for us in terms of, you know, how we position ourselves as certainly community facing, but also part of this academic environment. And so we're just going to continue to try to really explore what does that mean? You know, how do we continue to serve the community fully, but also ensure that faculty and students see us as a pivotal resource, a critical resource to, you know, their growth and what they do in their journey, you know. And so we're making plans for the next, you know, for the next handful of years here. How do we rebound from this very debilitating pandemic? How do we lean into the opportunities and the discoveries we've made? But then how do we make sure that we are safely reintegrating the public back into our spaces? Because end of the day, we are, you know, we are galleries, we are theater, we are studios, we are classroom. The arts are best experienced in person. And so, you know, that's the plan we're charting for right now. And we've got some big plans for the summer, which I'd love to come back and tell you about when we announce what that is.
That's
month.
A teaser.
Yeah, it's going to be really great. We're planning to really embrace the summer and the early fall, and the greater number of vaccines that'll be available in arms, and COVID's the COVID rate continuing to drop. And so, like I said, we have some very big plans ahead, and we're looking forward to writing this next 100-year chapter.
Right. And writing the chapter on this pandemic, because it has been a global event, a significant event in people's lives. And, through the arts, that is how it will be likely remembered for decades, centuries to come.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We want to direct people to go to fac.coloradocollege.edu if you'd like to find out more. We have more of the extra ahead, but as we go to break, let's give you another taster of Idris Goodwin's work, his rap that's airing right now on Nickelodeon Channel.
Till every textbook and every class give up the glory. The true and living facts of his and her story. People want to know why we still celebrate it. Road been rocky and we made it, we elated. Our survivors, strivers, fighters, singers. Get us dropping names like we have but our fingers. Rosa, King, X-Truth, the greatness. Ali, Fred, Douglas, these are the basics. But how about Bessie Coleman, the fly aviatrix? Or Katherine Johnson, who helped launch the spaceships? Or Louis Latimer, illuminating. Latimer, illuminating. Latimer illuminating, 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 Latimer illuminating. Latimer illuminating, 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 Latimer illuminating. Latimer illuminating, 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 Latimer illuminating. Latimer illuminating, 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 Latimer illuminating. Latimer illuminating, 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 Latimer illuminating. Latimer illuminating, 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 Latimer illuminating. Latimer illuminating, 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 Latimer illuminating. Latimer illuminating, Latimer illuminating, Latimer illuminating, Latimer illuminating,